That's what we were talking about. Means we were talking about the differences and similarities. Do not be that harsh judge who wants to eliminate one part of this. And he is trying it in different ways. Why? Because this is the conclusion. In Seven Stories, he presented you man and a woman, right? The jealous one and the others, old and new. And this division which is in me, my spirit and my logic, he talked about it, talked about it, talked about it, right? We are at the eighth story, which is the conclusion. In the conclusion, the war went on and arrived to a moment of surrender. First the man said to the woman, I will divorce you. The woman said, oh, no. In that case, I surrender. Then, as if he was going crazy and silly, the man surrendered. Why did he surrender? You tell me. You are a very logical person, and you tell me. If a man and a woman are fighting each other, and they think differently, right? And their mind is 180 degrees apart, okay? Now they're fighting each other. And there is this moment that the woman surrenders what the man should do or will do.
Should surrender because he has the power, position of power.
No, you're just saying this to look nice. Because if you are the man, what will you do? You will enjoy the moment because you are the conqueror. You are the winner of the game because that's what the logic goes for. And for you, okay, once I surrender, the other one is happy, hooray, is solved. But it's not. They both should surrender, because they are both a part of me. Half of me should go away? You want to eliminate a part of me? The logical part? Come on, give me a break. That's the point. So he stopped the story. First, he went somewhere else. Where? To the best story of these two fellows that we're talking about. Moses and Pharaoh. Who is Moses? A Pharaoh. If he didn't do a mistake and kill that fellow, he would be Pharaoh. Right? Who is Pharaoh? Oh, there are two pharaohs, because when Moses is here, the pharaoh is the son of the old pharaoh. This is the oldest friend he had. They are grown up together. They are like brothers. They are two princes. Could you compare them now? No. Could you understand them? You have a deep hatred towards Pharaoh, maybe because he's painted a little bit ugly. And you are in love with Moses because Moses for you is that old guy with the beard, oh, and that one with the horn and thing like that. Which is not the case. This Moses is a very nasty fellow. I'm telling you, there has never been nastier prophet on the earth. Every split second he will go to God, will ask for another magic, and with that magic will ruin everything. He isn't a good guy. He's a single fellow who cannot talk. He needs his brother to talk for him. But he's so stubborn that he's facing Pharaoh. That's what it is. He's asking Pharaoh what? You tell me. His pharaohship. No. All of it. His pharaohship. He wants the Pharaoh to become Muslim, to give up being the god. And what is he giving him? Nothing. Just a promise. That's what it is. Have you ever looked at it that way? It is that way. It should be. Because Look at the nasty fellow now. Yeah, Moses is very nasty. He does stuff that historically we are making a lot of science fiction to explain it. Because, okay, we know a little bit about this insect. And we know about a little bit of that. He turns the Nile to blood. He asks for a mist which is so clever, so intelligent, that could read the Hebrew sign written by blood on the door of each Hebrew fellow. And we'll skip that one. And if it's not there, he will go inside and the mist will find the first male born and will kill it. Isn't he silly? If he were Moses, who could defend Moses here? How? The guy who is killing so many firstborn young fellows. Why this crazy guy doesn't kill the pharaoh? Period. That's the question. The guy has so many magics, so shoot the guy and finish. Turn into a cow. That's not what it is all about. Moses has no right to eliminate Pharaoh. Pharaoh should be Muslim by his own will. That's the game. Because we're not talking about Egypt. We're talking about you. And in you there is this ego, Pharaoh, the arrogant side of you. That arrogant side could vanish just like that. Believe me, you, one little accident will do it to you. Even sometimes you're having a normal life. You wake up in the morning, one telephone call will ruin your entire life. It could happen. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the presence of that Moses, the silly one, who is going around and talking about the will of God and tries to convince the Pharaoh. We're talking about you dealing with yourself. So we're not talking about two person. One cannot be killed or eliminated. That's a part of the game. He said, listen, if I go out of this color, then the Moses and Pharaoh, they agree with each other. When I come to this colorful picture, they should fight. When I come to the complicated level of me, they will fight. In my unified station, there is Moses and Pharaoh, who are brothers who like each other. Because that's what it is. Let me be out of the picture. Let's go back to the animal life. Who is there? Pharaoh. And how's the life? Peaceful, if we let them. We have created that arrogance and we are carrying the breath. So we have Moses and Pharaoh in me. Both at the same time, not the same value, but they are there. Then he said, oh, let me tell you something else. Because I know you don't get it. You say, yes, but how do you get it that they are one? Moses is me, Pharaoh is me. But I claim to be Moses and not the Pharaoh. I intend to. See? They said, oh, let me talk about the other prophet. Yes, Dr. said, first of all, after the man and a woman, he made a paragraph which is so difficult to be translated even. He said, listen, it's not about domination. If the woman wins, everybody is losing. If the man wins, everybody is losing. For both to be winner, they should work together. And there is a win.